You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to Morning Footy, presented by StubHub. Four teams remain in UEFA Champions League, and here they are, the semifinalists: Real Madrid, PSG, Bayern Munich, and Borussia Dortmund. And these are the odds to win. Real Madrid, the favorite here. Are we surprised by that? Not me.
No. Absolutely not.
Not after that.
Absolutely not. It's going to be interesting. Two German teams. Who would have thought?
And, I mean, we're seeing probably one of the worst Bayerns in recent history, mm-hmm. one of the worst Dortmunds in recent history.
Wait,
and here
we are.
And
the last final at Wembley, and Bayern versus Borussia Dortmund?
So we're getting one of the worst Bayerns, one of the worst Dortmunds, and probably one of the best cities and one of the best Arsenals that we've seen in recent history.
It makes no sense, and yet this is where we're at. And to help us break it down even further, we are so thrilled to welcome in our good friend Guillaume Balaguer, who once again is on the go, taking calls in his car. We appreciate you, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, but I did get the microphone, so you should be happy about that.
That's amazing. That's the actual CBS Champions League mic flag.
Yeah, they were actually looking for that.
You're making us look so official right now. I love it. Okay, so where are you right now, Guillaume?
In the AP7 motorway from Barcelona Airport to Palamos, which is a little gem in the Costa Brava northeast of Spain, where I'm going to be resting for the next 2 days after being in 10 different beds in the last 10 days.
Ooh.
Wow.
Guillaume really is on the go.
When you do your taxes, where do you put that you live?
Shush. We're not joking that.
No, you're right. We're on live TV, Guillaume. That's my bad.
Spanish authorities don't joke around with taxes.
Yeah, no, they watch him right now. You're right.
All right. Well, let's chat some Champions League, shall we? And specifically Real Madrid, who take down the reigning champions Manchester City yesterday in PKs. Guillaume, there's just something about Real Madrid and Champions League that works, that translates. What do you make of their dominance in this competition?
Should we first talk about the game and how unfair it was for City? How lucky Real Madrid were?
Mm.
How badly Real Madrid defended? How conceding 18 shots on target and having the goalkeeper to save 9 times and, you know, hitting the post against you, it's bad defending. It's not good defending. In fact, this was not what we saw. It's not what Real Madrid planned. It's just that they're very good at, and now is the second part of the story, at competing, at whatever the game requires, give it to them with the best of their abilities. Of course, individual talent helps if they need to score a goal, which they did, but that commitment to defending, commitment to each other's, to how they help each other, all that is what Real Madrid have. Plus, as you say, something that is indescribable. I like to call them the outliers because, you know, there is a system in which if you actually play well and shoot on goal a bunch of times, you normally win if you do it more than the rival. And then there is Real Madrid. There's no logic to what happens. And that, by the way, And in the exchange of messages I had with managers this morning, trying to look for an answer to explain this, or when you ask me, they all come up with the same one. It's like, it's Real Madrid. But even though you heard so, those managers, including Pep Guardiola, who prepare games for things to happen, for the things that he wants to happen. And yet, he himself said it, it makes football amazing. It makes football what it is. Unpredictable, and you know, you can win in so many different ways. Pep Guardiola was at the press conference at the end of the game, said it hurts to lose, but to lose like this, it's quite good, because he recognized his team, and his team did practically everything you require to win a game.
Guillaume, Pep said that he wouldn't change the way he played, he wouldn't change his approach. You probably win this game more often than not, right? But if you had to change one thing, because this is the game that they lost, it's not that out of the 10 games against Real Madrid, this is the one that they lost playing in with this dynamic, right? What had to change? What could City have done for them to win?
But Nico, they didn't lose. That's the thing. And they hit a post and there was a De Bruyne chance. So when you defend so deep against Manchester City, Manchester City is the best team in the world to break that tight, compact, deep defense. They are the best in the world at it. And they prove it again that they are. Because as I said, 18 shots on target, that's a lot of shots. And that means, I insist, that Real Madrid did not defend well. But the only thing to change is not in the hands of the manager. He has said it so many times. What does a manager do? Brings the ball from one box to the other and stops their rivals attacking. Well, did you see many counterattacks of Real Madrid? Not many, because City did very well their job, both with and without the ball. Now, the last pass, the accuracy of the shot, the timing of it, that's not so much a coach, is it? That is just players that on that day, unfortunately for City, yesterday, they weren't just at it.
Oh. Guillaume, when you look at how this match played out, what do you think Carlo Ancelotti feels at the end of this? Because you said they defended badly when a lot of media and a lot of people are giving them credit for how bravely they defended. What do you think Ancelotti thinks about what happened here?
Let's stay with the word brave. Yes, they were brave. There were a lot of players behind the ball. They were generous in the effort. They did not defend well. And the disagreement with Ancelotti, going back to your question, is that actually he said in the press conference, we defended very well, very, very well. He said it two or three times, as if by saying it a lot of times, make it true. what's quite clear is that he is proud of the team. Five times he's managed Real Madrid, and the five times they managed to get to the semi-final. So it's not just Real Madrid that have got something. He's got something as well with this competition. But sometimes perhaps we take two things. We take the result and then we analyze what's happened. I'm going to do a test to every journalist out there. Do not look at the result, at the goals. Look at the performance and tell me what you think of the game. And then I'll tell you the result. Because I was at the BBC last night and the analysis from a couple of players that we had was like, oh, what a masterclass, masterstroke from Ancelotti defending, blah, blah, blah. If the penalties had gone the other way, do you know what we'll be saying right now? Real Madrid cannot defend like this. They don't have the level to be in the last four. You know, they actually conceded too many shots. But because the penalties weren't their favour, the penalties, which is a Russian roulette, but basically just some are saying that Real Madrid did very well, including Ancelotti, who, of course, was defending the bravery of the players and the fact that, yes, they managed to go through when nobody expected it. That's very true. Real Madrid have got that. That's admirable, impossible to copy, but shouldn't take us away from the real analysis of what happened.
Guillaume, I feel that you're being a tad harsh on Madrid because the goal for Ancelotti and the Real Madrid side was just to progress. And he felt that if they did go toe-to-toe with Man City at the Etihad, that, like you said, the result probably wouldn't have gone their way. And you could say, oh, beautiful football. At least they went toe-to-toe. And it was a 4-3, 5-4 game where they lose, but they're not going through. So I think ultimately, Ancelotti said, you know what? Forget the way we play. Forget how beautiful we can play with this group. I want us to sit back and absorb pressure, which they did. So for me, you have to include
he's shaking
the end result, which is they progressed.
Charlie, I'm going to give you what happened after the press conference and what happened in the game. And then you go back as a football man to the beginning of the game and you tell your players, do this for me, please. Second half, 25% possession. 18 goals on shot. We're going to concede. Come on, guys. We're going to have our rival is going to have 450 touches in the last third. We're going to have 56. Ancelotti himself said, "We did not aim to play this way. This is not what they wanted to do." Of course, because if you actually play against Manchester City this way, you lose 99 out of 100, 98 out of 100. They gambled more than that. They did not know how to get out of that situation. And we are reacting to what happened at the end, which is by penalties, because Bernardo Silva decided to do something that shouldn't have done. City gets knocked out, Real Madrid goes in, and then we analyze. And I think we have to praise Real Madrid and their mentality and the fact that I was talking to fans before the game for the CBS documentary for that you've been involved in, and the City fans were analysing the game before it, saying, yeah, we've got a chance, you know, we're doing very well, Pep Guardiola's the best. Real Madrid fans were saying, we're going to win. And that mentality is what goes throughout the team and throughout the club and throughout the players and the manager and the directors. I get that. And that's so difficult to explain. I've been trying to do a book on that. But I don't know what I'm going to say in it, because how do you explain it? But if you analyse the game itself, Real Madrid did not play as they meant to. They conceded far too much. They were lucky. And even Ancelotti told you, this is not what we meant to do.
I agree with parts, Guillaume. I disagree with others. I think you're spot on about the mentality of Real Madrid. I mean, you would know that more than anybody. And that, in Spanish, how you say mística, doesn't directly translate to mystique. But they've got something in this competition that will put them over the edge against all odds. But I think it's unfair to Real Madrid that if they defend after conceding the way that they did, even Fede Valverde in the post-match, the flash interview or whoever it was that he said it to, that maybe we didn't expect to sit this deep, but the momentum of the game and the way that City plays brought us so deep. And to be able to withstand that onslaught, it was what could have been a pretty destructive storm, deserves credit more than just they were lucky, because Carvajal kept Grealish in his pocket. Doku got past him on one opportunity that ended up being the goal. He was pretty good, Doku, but maybe some blame also needs to be put on the players. De Bruyne had a chance that he was inside of the six almost, that he sent it over the crossbar. And Guardiola probably will play the game like that 100% every single time. I get it, and you'll probably get the result. But in the moment when you most need to come up, Real Madrid were valiant. And I think the qualitative adjective of saying that they were bad defensively, they got the job done and eliminated the defending champions in their own home.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one question back. Would you repeat the same words you just said in the last 2 minutes? If Bernardo Silva scores the penalty and...
I said it in the first segment. Real Madrid would have lost in penalty kicks. And the reality is that they clearly didn't show enough offensively. But sometimes against the best team in the world, probably, you need to be not as pragmatic. You need to pull stuff out of your pocket that maybe you didn't show all season long. And as maybe unattractive to the eye it is,
and it's all about the end result.
They got it done.
It's all about progressing or not progressing.
This Real Madrid will not be the Real Madrid that goes up against Bayern. But against Manchester City, you need to be unorthodox. And
how could it be, Nico? How could it be that Crystal Palace can attack more at the Etihad than Real Madrid? How could it be? You cannot say that they attacked well. They scored and that was it. So we agree, they did not attack well. You cannot say they defended well because it was 30-odd shots. You know, a good way of defending is actually stopping the rival doing what they want to do. City did everything they wanted to do, and they only missed on the last decision. But they did everything that they needed to do. They went wide in both ends. They went through the middle, between the lines, and there was hardly space. They shot from long distances. They did everything. So that's not good defending. Good defending is what you cannot do it.
It's impossible to stop City from doing what they can do. They do it to every single team in the world. It's quite literally impossible to...
Different discussion, Nico. Different discussion. I agree with you. I agree with you. We're talking about Real Madrid and what they did. And they did not do enough. But because they actually won at penalties, we're reacting to it saying, brave, this and that.
Guillaume,
we wouldn't be talking about Real Madrid defending because if they actually had got knocked out.
Guillaume, we'll saying, I mostly agree with you. Guillaume, I mostly agree with you, but I want to hear this from you. Would you say yes to Ancelotti got this wrong?
He said it himself.
His subs came late. His players were tired.
That's all.
If Real Madrid got knocked out, it would have been very deserving that they got knocked out. Absolutely.
But they didn't. They did not.
That's why the game is beautiful, man.
That was fun. Guillaume, I love the way you challenge these guys.
So Barca Madrid.
Yeah. Amazing. We're going to let you be on your merry way. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, Guillaume. Safe travels.
Yes, I love these discussions. Yeah. You know, I love you all.
Oh, but, we adore
let's
you.
Keep arguing.
The feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you soon. Hopefully you'll be at home in your own bed.
Yes. No, I won't broadcast from bed, but...
We did have that. Was it Peter Schmeichel?
Peter Schmeichel joined us from bed once. I don't know. It could be a thing. We could make it a whole segment.
That's morning footy after
dark.
It's
the last thing missing for me now.
All right. Take care, Guillaume. We'll see you soon.
See you,
when you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.